Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God for the M&M team. Masterful job. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's ahead of our lives, or should be. Congratulate you on having an interim pastor. And we pray that the Holy Spirit had his way, and I'm sure he has. Congratulate Pastor Paul and Dr. Paul and Dr. Cheryl Thomas. And I give honor to all of you, God's chosen people. We are here to have a good time. The church said amen.
Amen.
Church is my good time and place. I give honor to my wife, who's, every time I look at her, just give me the shivers. I bring you greetings from the St. John Missionary Baptist Church, 2421 South Hannah Street, where the great pastor and servant, Sylvester Alexander Sleet, is the overseer. We come for no other purpose but to give you what thus says the Lord. I remember when I used to go out into the world, and I used to always, we go to parties, and we would always have a nip before we get there. You know, we have a drink, maybe two, before we get to the party so we can be loose. And so since I began saved, I still take a nip. And it's called praise before I get here. I give him glory, honor. He's majesty. He's great I am. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He's a difference maker in our lives. That's when I get here, I'm already ready. You ain't got to pump or prime me. Because what he's done for me is enough to say glory, hallelujah to your name. If I got to preach to the walls, I will. But somebody here know what God has done for them. Somebody. Because your children, he watched over them all night long. When you were sick, he healed your body. That's why I praise him. He's too good for me to sit down on him. My wife and I was having marital issues. He resolved them. Because he is the head of our lives. I know you didn't come here to hear all about me. Because it ain't about me. You can have to excuse my vernacular because that's the way I speak. And we do understand ain't. Because we said a lot. John 15:5 says, Jesus says, I am the vine. You, me, we are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you or I can do nothing. And Jesus make that firm. You or I can do nothing without him. John 15:1-6 reads as, the true vine, Jesus, is the source of life. He identifies two types of branches, fruit-bearing and barren. Now, appearances can be deceptive, as we all know. You can go out here and look at trees in a natural sense, and some are bearing fruit, leaves, and some are not. But we can say that tree that's bearing not leaves is dead, but maybe it's not the season yet. See, there are different types of trees. So as Christians are maturing, there are different types of seasons. So the branch must be connected to the vine. The fundamental truth of being a Christian is that one must be connected or to abide in Jesus. To be a Christian, there's no other way. So when we abide in him, he said he'll abide in us. We have to understand this, that through all our trials and tribulations, he still got us. It might not seem like it, but he got your back. Too many times we as Christians spend too much time on the outside. We like to dress this flesh up because this flesh like to feel good. It does. Flesh will control you. You know, how many times you go look in the mirror? Make sure every hair is in place. How many times, you know, we'll exercise the outward body, but never the inward body, the inward spirit. You know, it's an amazing thing because people love to see themselves, how they look. When we do look, we forget all about what we look like, so we have to go look again. We look in the mirror in our cars. They call them vanity mirrors for a reason. I'm driving down the street, and there's some young lady. She got coffee in one hand, and she's at the stoplight, and she's putting makeup on and all this kind of stuff, and the light turns green, and then she takes off, put the coffee down, but she's still doing makeup. And I said to myself, if you love Jesus, keeping your makeup on, you'll see him soon. See, we are so distracted from what we're supposed to be doing. It's just like when a person, a Christian, a so-called Christian, would do everything for this outward body. We'll clean it maybe 3 times a day. We'll feed it every time it gets hungry. We'll make sure it looks good, smells good, and everything. We'll feed it 3 squares a day. And then we give our spirit man a cold snack at night. It's an inside job, see. We cannot continue to clean this up on the outside because we always fail to do what the Lord say do if we're not feeding the inward man. And the inward man eats the word of God. Popeye. Some of us, no, ain't too many young, real young people. Most of us remember Popeye the Sailor Man. He resided in a seaside town called Sweet Haven. And he meets the love of his life, olive oil. Now, I didn't see what he seen in olive oil. But he loved her. Pluto resided in Sweet Haven also. And he wanted to rule the town and take olive oil again, I don't know why, as his own. Popeye was no match for Pluto unless he ate his spinach, which he hated. Now, Popeye, he knew that if he ate his spinach, he can deal with Pluto. The spinach does him no good just staying in the can. The spinach does him no good just staying on the shelf. The spinach does him no good by him just reading the label and all the ingredients of what it'll do for you. It does him no good by him carrying the can of spinach around with him, unopened. And it's just like we as Christians, the word of God does us no good if we don't open it up and read it. The word of God does us no good if we do not study to show ourselves approved. The word of God does us no good if we're not communing with God every day. Amen. So it's just like Popeye. There's a whole lot of weak Christians going around here and letting Pluto, the devil, beat us up every day because we're not eating the word of God. The word of God makes us strong. Inward man. Not the outward man. You can go to the gym and pump iron and do all that stuff and look all buff, shiny, all you want to. But when it comes to a spiritual warfare, you just a plain weakling. But that word that word will go get that daughter. You can sit at home, but that word will go get that daughter. She might be in California, but it don't matter to the word. The word cannot just stand still. It has power. That word will get that young man that's on drugs, raise the sick. It's the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. It's an inside job. If the inside job will make you love your enemies, it will make you love that person who you've been looking at every Sunday and say, God, she here again. It'll make you love her. But see, the word deals with you on the inward, not on the outward. Because the outward says, nah, I can't take her no more. Matter of fact, I'm going to sit in the back of the church. But that word of God will move you to another level. The word of God will get rid of that I can't help it. I hate her. I can't stand him. It'll get rid of that because the Bible says that there's a special love for the household of faith. The Bible says, how can you love, hate your brother who you have not, who you see every day, and say you love me who you have never seen? That word will move you to another level in Christ Jesus. Because our goal is to be like him. He didn't have no issues hugging his brother. See, some men think it's you kind of funny when you hug another man. But that's the love of Christ. See, all that stuff in your mind moves out of the way when the word takes first place. So that word got to have first place. That word will change you so radical that the world won't understand who you are. It's to say, oh, well, aren't you that same? Yeah, I used to be that person. I used to be down at the Legion all the time, playing cards, drinking. But now they say, now there's something different about you. There's something different about you. Can the world say that to you? Can your family say that to you? There's something different about you. Is that word working on the inside? Because it's an inside job. The Holy Spirit is not outward, it's inward. So we have to give him something to work with. Good Lord. And he works with the word only. Too many times the church sits idly by and let the world takes over. Pluto having a field day, isn't he? Tearing up the town. The South Side is so bad. Let's put the word to work. Let's pray for it. They over there. No. The gangs ain't no match for the word of God. Who are we? Who are we supposed to be? The greater one that's in us. The greater one. Is he residing in you? So what are we afraid of? The greater one steps up. It's no more I, but it's the Christ that lives within me. He got my back. He says, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. My life. I don't have to worry about no one sneaking up on me or you. We got the same daddy. We got the same brother. Just because we look different don't mean that. I got brothers in my natural family don't look like me. And you think I'm going to be concerned about that? I know we got the same daddy, which is God. Once the inside man takes over, the fruit that we bear, it wouldn't be so hard to be peace with the that passes all understanding. It wouldn't be so hard to understand that you can have love, joy, kindness. blindness. Because it's you. It's no more I. It's an inside job. It has to be working on the inside to make a change to the outside. Too many times we want to do the outward deal and try to change the inward. It doesn't work that way. See, Jesus came and turned this whole world upside down because in the Pharisees and Sadducees, they just put on all their robes and carried all their little Bible verses around with them on the outside, but there's nothing going on in the heart. No change. Is there a change in your life? Has to be a change. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a sound mind. We, the church, has all the power. But we're sitting on it. We're sitting on it. God, see, we got to understand, my wife is my timekeeper, so she better be keeping time. Because she knows when I start talking about Jesus, it's on. His own. But we allow Pluto to get, we give him too much power. Amen. Too much, he get too much freedom to ruin our home. Amen. No, you ain't taking my child. I worked too long, too hard for this boy to get through high school, grade school, high school, college, and then he got out of college and act a fool. Not on my watch. I'm going after him. Because I'm going to be worried up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, we got to understand who we're dealing with. We're dealing with the all-powerful. And ain't the Wizard of Oz neither. We're dealing with God himself. The creator of the world. And if he's on your side, who can be against you? Who dare pop their head up and gonna deal, think they can deal with God? God will make you say uncle without saying a word. He just look at you. He make ways out of no way. He give you everything that we need. Because he tells us, he said, cast all thy cares upon me because I cares for you. So why are we carrying burdens around? That's a question. Go home and think about it. And then you talk to God. Because we shouldn't be carrying things around. Because if we say that he's my all in all. He's the head of my life. And God, you can do anything. Well, then give it to him. Brother tell me he stayed up all night to pray. I said, what for? Go to sleep. God is up. He never sleep or slumber. So why are you up? Like you're going to take care of something. He wants you to rest in him. Amen. Go to sleep. If you have a hard time going to sleep, go read his word. It'll put you to sleep. You know, I mean, seriously, though. God wants us to rest in him. Amen. Because it's on the inwards. All this stuff on the outward don't mean nothing. This stuff here is dirt. We're going to go back to dirt. If you don't believe me, go to the cemetery. Dig them up. Just see what's going on out there. I tried washing this with alcohol over and over again. It's still dirt. It don't matter. You can't get it clean. It's dirt. But the spirit lives forever. That's what we should be concerned about. Now, don't go back and tell people that Minister Jordan said we ain't got to take a bath because we just dirt, we're not going to get clean. I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that. You take a bath, put some cologne on, deodorant, that's what you do. But don't be overdosed. Just make sure, you know, you're taking care of the spirit, man. Amen. 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 So God has given us all that we need to live in this present world. But we have to do something. Amen. Don't you live when people say, God, go there, you know, do this, do that. And he told us to go. We said, no. Well, go to the hospital, go to, no, you go. We are his hands and feet. We're the ones that got it. I can imagine the disciples back in Jesus' day telling me, no, you got all the power, so why don't you just do it? And yeah, wait a minute. He told you to go. He told me to go. He gave us, each one of us, have the Holy Spirit, has the same power. But we got to believe that we do. Because all of us believe we're saved, right? Church said amen. Shake your head or something. All of us believe that we're saved. And did the angel come down to give you a certificate stating that you were saved? Do you have anything in your home that's saying that brother so-and-so is saved? No, we believed it. We believe we are. And it's the same thing with the word of God. Just believe it. If he said you are, you are. Amen. Amen. See, when God get done with you, with us, you'll love your enemies. It's hard to do. You'll bless those who curse you. You'll do good to those who hate you. And you pray for those who despitefully use and persecute you. That's an inside job. Because God can do it. He did it on Calvary. He forgave us. Because he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not what they do. And the bottom line here, it's not about you. It's not about me. Pluto or Satan still hates me because who I represent. And the same with you. It's not about you. Don't take it personal. Oh, they hurt me. They did this to me. No, they didn't. They're doing it to the Christ that's in you. That's who they hate. You're not that great. You're not that important. I'm telling you. I know I'm not. I don't think that highly of myself. But I know when I'm under attack, I know who's doing the attack. It's the one that's trying to take over my life. It's the one that's trying to get me back to where I was. But the greater one, it's inside of me. And I'm staying put. I'm just getting more older and more mature. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray that something was said that encouraged you to move on higher and higher in the Lord. Because that's who we are. We are his children. Amen.